Where did all those university researchers disappear to? They took Uber. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We're leading with a dramatic case of a private company poaching talent from a university. There's a fascinating account today of how the car service Uber has hired away a pile of robotics researchers from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. Uber has a vision of robots driving over to pick you up, and Carnegie Mellon had the talent. Mike Ramsey is one of the reporters who wrote the piece in today's Wall Street Journal on the case of the disappearing university talent. Mike, good morning.
Morning.
So Uber has this partnership with Carnegie Mellon University's famed National Robotics Engineering Center. Then earlier this year, what happens?
Well, starting in January, really it was into last year, people started disappearing from the robotics center. And what was happening was that Uber was recruiting away the top scientists and researchers from the robotics lab. Uber really wants to have their own autonomous vehicle technology. They want to be able to get rid of the drivers who pick you up and take you from point A to point B. And the best place in the world to do it is to go to Carnegie Mellon, where they have this huge lab that does most advanced work in the world, and pick off about a third of their top scientists, and you instantly have a top team.
Well, how many people are we talking here?
Six principal investigators and 34 engineers. A principal investigator essentially is like the team leader. So each of these people is a leading scientist. All the people under them are top engineers. It wasn't just the number of the 40 people. They had more than 100 at the center, and they still have a substantial number of people left. It was the quality of the people they took. But these are the top people, basically, at the center.
Now, this will be noted with great interest at research universities around the country that the private sector, some of these companies flush with venture capital cash, can come a-poaching.
There's no question. In fact, in a lot of my interviews that I did with people at Carnegie Mellon and around the program said that this is a side effect of the research area that they're in becoming more mainstream. When what they were doing was didn't have a great commercial application, then working at the robotics center was the best place you could be to do this advanced kind of research. When all of a sudden there are all of these commercial applications and a company with billions of dollars can come in and double their pay, it's rational to make that move if you're in that situation. So it absolutely is an issue for other universities as the technology that their scientists are working on becomes closer to commercialization.
And Uber's starting its own center just across one of the rivers there from the university.
It's not too far away from the university, and also where the robotics center is, it's less than a mile away. It's kind of in Pittsburgh, they affectionately call it the Brooklyn of Pittsburgh. So they're just down the street. So everyone who works in the robotics center can easily move.
Mike Ramsey, Wall Street Journal reporter. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Some data this morning on consumer spending bears watching, but does not necessarily compute. Consumer spending did not rise at all in April, the weakest performance in 3 months. On the other hand, people were saving more, which is supposedly the grown-up thing to do. Drew Mattis is chief economist at UBS Securities. He wonders if the data has problems.
There's a lot of questions about whether the data we're seeing on the consumer is data we can trust. The labor market data is telling you that the U.S. economy is in fine shape, that people are not being laid off, that more people are finding work. And the important thing about the labor market data is it's some of the least massaged data. Most of the other data, the consumer spending, the GDP numbers, there's a little bit of economists' hands in those numbers, whereas the labor market data is much more of a clean number. It's just how many people filed for unemployment insurance, for example. The least modified, the least adjusted data is probably best right now, and that data is telling you that everything's fine.
Drew Mattis at UBS. In an auction set for next year, the Federal Communications Commission plans to sell off more spots on the airwaves to wireless companies. T-Mobile is scrambling for a bigger piece of that pie, but it could be fighting an uphill battle, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
All the phone companies want more spectrum, that is, a bigger slice of the airwaves, as we use more of those airwaves to stream stuff. And the spectrum the FCC is auctioning off is primo.
Yeah, no, this is beachfront.
Kathleen O'Brien Hamm is T-Mobile's vice president for federal regulatory affairs. This beachfront property, it's super spectrum, which can cover long distances and travel through buildings in a single bound. T-Mobile wants to expand its reach and compete more.
that competition is giving consumers great choice, great pricing.
T-Mobile wants the FCC to set aside half the spectrum to be auctioned off for smaller companies to bid on. Rob Frieden teaches telecommunications and law at Penn State. He doesn't think the FCC will go for that because it has to strike a balance
between trying to promote competition versus generating ample, you know, competitive bidding revenues from the auction.
An FCC spokesman told me all this spectrum speculation is premature. He says no decisions have been made. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And authorities in China really mean it this time. As of today, a new law means no smoking in public places. About 1 million people die in China every year from smoking-related health conditions. Other attempts to curb smoking have lacked teeth, but this time brigades of inspectors will patrol restaurants, offices, buses, and trains. A third of the cigarettes in the world are smoked in that one country, mostly by men and rarely by women in China. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.